Amen. Thank the Lord for being Jesus. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Yeah. Just ask my Lord just to bless you all.
Amen.
You know, you for being here, got a mind.
Amen.
You got something special. You got a precious mind. To come out and spend some time for Jesus.
Yes.
God ain't gonna never forget you. Thank you, Jesus. He's gonna always remember you. You know, it's time sometimes, you know, you gotta go somewhere with your family and stuff.
Yes.
There's nothing wrong with that. Just go on, when you get ready to go somewhere, go on somewhere, you know, don't make up no excuse or nothing,
yes.
Make nothing up. Just go. You know, so I won't be there Sunday. Thank you. I didn't know I had to preach today, but it's kind of sudden. But, we here. Thank you, Jesus. We here to praise the Lord. The church, though, has got to be on. You know, we is in the business, huh, of winning souls.
Yes.
We are in the business that God set up for us. He said, up on this rock, he built his church, and the gates of who won't prevail against him.
That's right.
That church, that business that God started, over 2,000 years ago, things before he left here, he started and is continuing on until the time payday will come.
Amen.
Payday is going to come when?
Hallelujah.
After a while, payday. Thank you, Jesus. Huh?
Trump.
That's right.
Amen.
And the Bible said that Jesus was coming shortly.
Hallelujah.
That was in our Sunday school lesson. Thank you, Jesus. Shortly. We don't know what God shortly is.
What shortly?
We don't know what that is. You know, we just thankful for the little time that we got on this earth.
Yes,
but the shortly that God's talking about is here shortly.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus. You know, he's giving everybody on this earth a chance. He giving us a, when Jesus came here, he came here to what?
I died on the cross.
Yeah.
Bring the world back to him.
But when he first came here, and God came out of Mary, what was his first intention? Who was he first going to save?
The children of Israel.
We weren't going to make it with God. We was dogs, Gentile dogs, to Jesus, God Almighty. Thank you, Jesus. But when Jesus came here, and his own then what?
Didn't receive him.
They turned against him.
Amen.
He came. I'm the promised Messiah that the word through generations said was coming. I'm him.
Yes.
Instead of accepting him from being the Messiah, they rejected him and put him on the cross.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus. When he came off the cross, he done away with the Old Testament law. And what did he do? Grace. The Jews already had the grace, huh? Gave everybody, Gentile, Jew, Greek, whatever, Roman, whatever you are, I'm going to save the entire world.
Yes.
That's when the gospel was turned over to us. We didn't have a chance. Thank you, but on the other side of the cross, God decided to save the whole world. It wasn't that way. On this side of the cross, it wasn't that way.
Mm-hmm.
Huh? Y'all got that?
Right, yeah.
When he came here on this side of the cross,
hallelujah.
Okay, and anybody that was a Jew was a Gentile dog, or a heathen. That's what we was a heathen. But when he came off this side of the cross, he opened the door for everybody.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Everybody. The tree of life was for everybody. Who was in charge of going to the Gentiles?
Paul.
Paul knew the law. Paul knew the law.
Yes.
He knew it backwards.
Yes.
Forward, huh? He killed folks, put people in jail if they do wrong against the law. And God did what to him on the way where? Because he was going to beat up some more people.
Persecute some more saints.
That's right.
That's right.
And God did what? He changed, knocked him where? Blind him, huh? Blind him. Thank you, Jesus. And then when Paul came in tune with Jesus, him and Peter had a fight.
Hallelujah.
What kind of fight they have?
That was that fight about Peter was trying to still be under the law.
Yes. He was not only trying to be under the law, he was trying to make Gentiles be under the law. Circumcision. Circumcision, he was hanging up on circumcision, and Paul had to withstand him in the face and tell him, you know God ended that.
Yes.
You know better than that. Huh? Then they made a pact.
Yes.
Peter made a pact with Paul. God already ordained Paul. Peter was always from the beginning when Jesus died on the cross and up in the upper room, and when he come into knowledge that we don't live on the law no more, because Paul told him not to live on the law no more, we don't do that no more, they made a pact
mm-hmm.
between each other.
I'll preach to the Gentiles and you preach to the Jews?
Yes. They both made a pact. Peter said, I go to the Jews or the Hebrews, people, the people that was under the law, I go to them.
Okay.
Right. And then Paul was going to go to the Gentile.
Oh, okay.
Paul is a Gentile preacher.
Okay.
He's not a Gentile because he's a Hebrew. He's an Israelite. Huh? But he went to the Gentiles and preached to the Gentile because God, he fixed it with Jews, Hebrew, Greek, Gentile, black, white, Chinese, Mexican, wherever your nationality is, to have a chance to the tree of life.
Hallelujah.
Thank you. Grace.
Hallelujah.
Stepped in. Love. Thank you. We are living under the dispensation of grace.
Thank you, Jesus.
Y'all got that?
I have that.
Faith.
Amen.
Faith. Without faith, huh?
It's impossible
to please God. We are justified by what?
Faith.
It's not by the law no more. Thank
not
you, Jesus. This is why this is the message that we need to preach. All we got to do is just put the word out there.
Amen.
And walk away.
Amen.
You know? Thank you, Jesus. And that's the message that the church should have.
Amen.
Winning souls. Helping people to be saved.
Amen.
It's nothing wrong with that. It's this important thing. God wants as many people as possible to make it to heaven with us.
Hallelujah.
And to Him. Thank you, Jesus. He wants us to. That's the lessons that we need to teach. You know, that's when we do our Bible study,
yeah,
those are the questions, those are the lessons. Well, what do we believe? You know, what is our doctrine?
Yeah.
Our doctrine is very important to know.
Amen.
It's not hard. You know, anybody tell you to be a scholar or be a bishop or be a professor, you don't have to be a professor. You know, but you want to know your doctrine for your own self.
Amen.
Not only just for other people, but you want to know the doctrine for yourself.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. So we're gonna be teaching that in our lesson. You know, it's key points that we need to know about Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. So I just have a scripture here that I want to go over here in Ecclesiastes, the 3rd chapter. And Solomon, he saw a vision. He saw the world. It's called A Time to Every Purpose. Isn't that something? He had a vision. You see, this fit for today. You know, this was on hundreds and, thousands of years ago?
Yeah.
Let's say 5,000 years ago, 10,000 years ago. I don't know. I don't
know.
We know we weren't here when he said it. Number one, said to everything there is a season and a time to every purpose under the what?
Heaven.
He has together under the heaven. He's talking about earth, right? Anything below of heaven. He says it's a time to be born and a time to do what?
Die.
A time to plant and a time to what?
Pluck
it up. You see how true that is, huh? Pluck it up, uh-huh. Okay, a time to kill and a time to what?
Heal.
A time to break down and a time to what? Build up. He had a vision, didn't he? Huh? I'll tell you, when he said kill, he might be talking about going out hunting food to kill, but he saw it was a little further. He didn't want to scare us. Thank you, Jesus. A time to weep and a time to laugh. A time to moan and a time to dance. Look at that. A time to cast away stones and a time to gather stones together. A time to embrace and a time to refrain from what?
Embracing.
Thank you, sir. A time to get and a time to lose. A time to keep and a time to cast away. Isn't that something? If we follow that, you don't have to worry about nothing, huh? It's supposed to happen like that. It's a time for it, huh? All right. A time to what?
Win.
And a time to what?
Sow.
A time to keep silent and a time to speak. A time to love and a time to hate. Oh, Lord. A time to war, and a time of what?
Peace.
Peace.
War and peace.
Thank you, Jesus. What profit had what?
He that
worketh
in that
he lived. I seen the travail which God have given to the sons of men to be what?
Exercise.
In it. My goodness, he's something else.
He has made everything beautiful.
Yes, everything God. Beautiful. Thank you, Jesus. And his what?
Also, he what? The world in their heart.
So that what?
Can find out the work that God maketh.
Thank
from
you.
The beginning to the end.
You hear that? Thank you, Jesus. Let's read that again.
He has made everything beautiful
in his time. Also, he has set the world in their heart so no man can find out the work that God has from the beginning. You see that? To the end. Thank you, Jesus. I know what?
That there is no good in them. For a man to rejoice and to do good in his life.
Thank you, Jesus. And also every man should eat and drink and enjoy
the good of all
his labor. It is the gift of God. See that? We're supposed to enjoy life. Come here.
I know what it shall be forever.
Nothing can be put to it.
Nor anything taken from it.
And God do it. And his man should fear before him.
Now, that which is now, and that which has always been, and God required that which is past.
And moreover, I saw under the sun the place of judgment, that wickedness was there, and the place of righteousness, that iniquity was there. I said in my mind, God is just the righteous and the wicked, for their time was every purpose and every work. I said in my mind,
concerning the estate of the son of Jacob,
thank you, Jesus.
God might manifest them, that they might see them say themselves are beasts. For that which was called the son of man, he called the beast. Even one thing he called them, and the one died, and the other died.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yea, they had all one breath, so that a man had no preeminence above a beast, for all his vanity, all go unto one place.
All turn to dust again. And say what? The spirit of man goeth upward, and the spirit of man goeth downward to the earth.
Wherefore we perceive there is nothing better than that man should rejoice in his own work, for that is his portion, for who shall bring him to the end?
Thank you, Jesus. Isn't it wonderful? Yeah. That's the story of life. Mm-hmm. Thank you. Everything, anything you need to find in the Bible is there. Yeah. Thank you, Jesus. And Proverbs, what is his name? Solomon, Songs of Solomon. He had it. He had it down. He saw the future. Yeah. Thank you, Jesus. The future is definitely what it is. Thank you. We came from where?
We came from the dust of the ground, and the dust going back where? To the ground.
He had it down. So is. That's one thing we guarantee, huh? This flesh is going back from which it came.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus. Yes, it is. It's marvelous. So I just had that. I just wanted to read that that scripture. I didn't want to bore you today. And we had a good time today. It don't take a full house to have church. We can have church.
Yes.
We can have some church. And we did the thing. It was a time for every purpose, right?
That's right.
And that purpose was today, is to have church and praise the Lord. It's a time for it. It's a time to rejoice and a time to what?
To mourn.
Mm-hmm. It's a time to weep and a time to laugh. Thank you, Jesus. A time to moan and a time to dance. Thank you, Jesus. Today is the time to dance.
Oh, yes.
Thank you, Jesus. Next week, we have to go through Monday through Saturday, and we come back here and dance some more, sing some more, rejoice some more. Thank you, Jesus. So, you know, y'all have a good week this week coming up. Take care of those babies. Get them grown. Get them here at the church. Get them here and... That's all for today. Thank you, Jesus. Isn't it something?
Joyous.
Sure was. It was joyous. It's a time for every purpose.
It's wonderful.